From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama is on a two-day visit to the Gulf Coast region, where he is meeting with local officials to discuss the oil leak there. Speaking at a Coast Guard station in Mississippi, the president said there are still problems with damage claims from the massive spill. And later during a stopover in Theodore, Alabama, Mr. Obama challenged those who've been critical of the government's response.
Over 27,000 personnel are working to safeguard our coasts and protect endangered wildlife. More than 5,400 skimmers, tugs, barges, and other vessels, some of which you saw as we came into this facility, are currently responding to the spill.
The president has demanded the oil company BP establish an independent multi-billion-dollar compensation fund for people and companies damaged by the spill, something the White House says BP appears willing to do. The president meets later this week with representatives from BP. U.S. Supreme Court has ruled unanimously that a legal resident immigrant convicted of two minor drug possession offenses is not subject to automatic deportation. More from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
Jose Carachuri Rosendo immigrated to the U.S. from Mexico with his parents at age 5. 21 years later, he was convicted of possession of 2 ounces of pot, a misdemeanor. A year later, he pleaded no contest to the charge of possession of a single tablet of the anti-anxiety drug Xanax. The federal government claimed he was subject to automatic deportation because he could have been convicted of the federal crime of drug trafficking for these two offenses. Today, the Supreme Court disagreed unanimously. Under federal law, Carachuri Rosendo now has the chance to persuade an immigration judge that he should be permitted to stay in the U.S. with his common-law American wife and 4 American children. The decision could give thousands of others with similar minor drug possession offenses the chance to avoid deportation. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The late Senator Edward Kennedy lived most of his years under constant threat of assassination. That's according to newly released FBI files, NPR's Toby Smith reports.
The threats against the late senator came from everyone, from the Ku Klux Klan to individuals claiming to be with the mafia and those opposed to his stand on Northern Ireland. They came to the senator's office, his family, and political associates. The files include a claim that RFK's assassin, Sirhan Sirhan, tried to hire a fellow prisoner to kill Ted Kennedy. There's no indication of any actual attempts on the senator's life, but even Kennedy himself has said he was always on edge after his brother's assassinations. The files also show the FBI did not have an investigatory role in the Chappaquiddick incident, but that the Nixon administration wrote the FBI looking for incriminating information on Mary Jo Kopechne, who drowned in the accident in Kennedy's car. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Further downgrading of Greece's debt rating rattled Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 20 points today. You're listening to NPR. The U.S. auto industry has been through its worst downturn and is now heading toward a rebound. That's according to outgoing United Auto Workers President Ron Gettelfinger. Speaking at the opening of the UAW's annual convention in Detroit to elect his successor, Gettelfinger says that union members have carried out painful but needed sacrifices. Bob King, a veteran union negotiator with Ford and a union vice president, has been endorsed by the UAW leadership to succeed Gettelfinger, who is retiring after 8 years as president. The U.S. government has released its latest report on the levels of drug, alcohol, and cigarette use through all 50 states. Elise Spiegel has the story.
The government has been conducting an ongoing survey of drug, alcohol, and cigarette use since 1971. According to this most recent report, 8% of the population aged 12 or older had used an illicit drug in the month before the survey. But there were different levels of use in different states. For instance, only 4% of Iowans had tried an illicit drug, while 13% of the people in Rhode Island had. The good news is that according to this report, illicit drug use has fallen since 2002. It also appears that no states have experienced an increase in the number of people who are smoking cigarettes. Nationwide, about 51% of the people surveyed had consumed alcohol in the month before the survey. Almost half of those reported that they had participated in binge drinking. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.
Even with the odd horn soundtrack blowing beneath the matches, the World Cup appears to be a major ratings getter for TV. According to Nielsen, initial estimates show around 13 million viewers taking in the first round tie by the U.S. and England. That would make it the most watched soccer telecast since the 2008 final between Italy and France. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.